Incoming leftist coalition government in Germany to open doors to mass chain migration. By Chris Tomlinson on November 27, 2021. The incoming German leftist coalition government has vowed to increase immigration to Germany by allowing more migrants to bring family members to the country, a phenomenon known as chain migration. The coalition plan between the Social Democrats, SPD, led by incoming Chancellor Olaf Scholz, the Free Democrats, FPD, and the Greens will radically change Germany's immigration policy, with the coalition parties agreeing to create more illegal routes for migration in hopes of deterring illegal migration. According to a report from the European Union-funded news website InfoMigrants, the new leftist coalition, nicknamed the Traffic Light Coalition, will allow not only more recognized refugees to bring family members to Germany but will allow those with subsidiary protection, a lesser form of refugee status typically afforded to those in jeopardy of harm if they return to their country, to do the same. Subsidiary protection makes up a large section of migrants who have been granted some form of residency in Germany, with figures from 2019 alone showing that 19,419 people were given subsidiary protection compared to 45,053 who were granted refugee status that year. The coalition has also agreed to make attempts to decrease asylum case waiting times, while at the same time claiming that they will work to ensure that those in Germany illegally are deported from the country. Another expected major change in Germany's migration policy is a proposal to create so-called humanitarian corridors for those fleeing their countries, such as Afghans fleeing the rule of the Taliban. Some have claimed that as many as 3 million Afghan nationals may attempt to reach Europe in the near future after the fall of the country to the Taliban in August. The coalition deal will also allow any migrants living in Germany for 5 years the right to a one-year residency permit as long as they have no criminal background. Some who have been in Germany for as few as 3 years could be eligible for German citizenship as well. The coalition also wants to introduce measures to allow residents to hold dual citizenship with other countries. Under the current system, those seeking German citizenship are often forced to renounce their previous citizenship, with some exceptions. The populist anti-mass migration alternative for Germany, AfD, slammed the immigration policies of the new coalition on Friday, releasing a statement saying the proposal opens the floodgates and promotes the abolition of Germany. Instead of putting a stop to illegal immigration, the coalition simply wants to legalize every possible abuse. While our European partners are struggling to secure the EU's external border, the new German government is kicking them in the back and inviting illegal migration. This policy will not only tear our country and its social systems apart but will also dangerously deepen the division of Europe, AfD co-leader Tino Chrupalla said. The three traffic light parties, the Social Democrats, SPD, Red, the Libertarian Free Democrats, FDP, Yellow, and the Greens, announced a coalition agreement earlier this week after months of talks following the September election which saw the SPD emerge as the largest party in the country. The election also saw the Christian Democratic Union, CDU, of outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel suffer its worst election result ever as its candidate for Chancellor Armin Laschet failed to inspire voters. The result also came after a number of problems in recent years with those trying to succeed Merkel as party leader. The new coalition will end the 16 years of center-right rule under Chancellor Merkel and is expected to lead to a new era for Germany in terms of its relationship with the European Union and the world at large. The exact details of Germany's new foreign policy and its policy towards fellow European Union member states remain unclear, but members of the coalition parties, such as the Greens, have supported EU actions against conservative-led states such as Poland and Hungary in the past. Others, such as SPD co-leader Saskia Esken, have also openly supported groups like the far-left extremist group Antifa. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.